This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. We're kicking off hour number two of the show, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We got them on our website for you, right there on the front page. Easy to access. No hoops that you have to jump through. There's no membership fee. You don't have to give any private information. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Last hour we were talking about driver responsibility programs, and we're getting this from the newspaper.com. It's something that's been going on apparently in some states, New Jersey, since as early as 1994.
Wow.
The Michigan, New Jersey, New York, and Texas are the four states that are involved in this. Thousands of Michigan motorists are just now receiving a second bill from the state for various major and minor driving offenses that they committed 2 years ago. It's part of a driver responsibility program that went into effect in October of 2003. Michigan's program forces drivers who accumulate a certain point total to pay an extra $100 to $500 annual fee to maintain their license on top of any tickets and court fees already paid. So it's just never enough for the government, is it?
No.
The whole idea of you being punished by getting points on your license, which is a pretty nasty little system, isn't it? I mean, you get a certain number of points, they take your license away. Your insurance goes up. I mean, you don't want to get points on your license.
No, you certainly don't.
But they're just piling it on. In Michigan, you get a $100 a year fine charge for as long as the license has 7 points on it. If you had a DUI, they got a charge for that, $1,000 a year for 2 years. Mm. These are limited. Some of them are limited for the amount of years that they can charge you for. But nonetheless, it's extra money for them.
They're holding your license hostage.
Yeah, it's extra money for them. They haven't done anything extra. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just send you an extra ticket. So when you pull over and you get your speeding ticket, that's not it anymore. If that speeding ticket bumps you above a certain number of points on your license, you're going to get fined for these amounts here. $200 per year for having expired insurance, $150 per year for having an expired license. In most cases, failure to pay the yearly assessment on time results in license suspension, reinstating a license.
But that's in a different state, though.
It's in a different Well, it's presuming you don't live in that state. If you do live in that state, then you're still going to be facing these. New Jersey has DUI stuff. New Jersey will fine you $100 for 3 years for 6 points, if you have 6 points on your license. Florida considered creating a driver responsibility program after realizing that in 2003, more than one out of every four drivers in the state had six or more points on their license. That's over 500,000 people in Florida that have six or more points on their license. So if Florida was to go and institute this program, which, again, they considered it, for some reason it didn't make it through yet, that would mean instant income for the state. As soon as they flip the switch on this program, send out the bills. There's people with 6 points on their license. They get fined $100 a year.
I'm pretty sure I'm one of them.
Yeah. Not cool. Not very cool at all. Anyway, so if you got thoughts on that, how do you feel about the driver responsibility program? 800-259-9231. To the most responsible of drivers, it's Walt in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Evening, Walt.
Well, boy, you know, you guys, you guys got so much stuff on the plate here, it's hard to really know what to stick my fork into, you know?
I'll pick one, Walt.
Whatever you find most delicious.
I'll tell you, they kind of all go together, and, you know, it's never, like you said, it's never enough, and this national ID card, I guess the best thing to do is just get your national ID card, pay your fine, you know, turn in your neighbor for his nickel baggie, and turn in your other neighbor for him, you know, because it looked like he was carrying a gun case out to the trunk of his car, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, just get that 311 snitch line, just put that on speed dial, you know, so that you can get that on your phone. And when the fecal matter starts hitting the fan, you'll be the first one they get, because if you already sold out everybody else, they know you're going to sell them out. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
That's it.
And I know,
I mean,
you'll sing like a bird on yourself, too.
Well, and this is the whole thing. You know, back to this, like I had said about this federal agent. You see, according to the Constitution, and I'm sure if this guy's a federal agent, he swore an oath to it, too. Okay? The federal government is not to have any police powers. That means the FBI is illegal.
Correct.
The CIA, all these alphabet soup agencies are illegal.
Yeah, well,
now,
that's true.
If he's working for them, his life is in more danger than any of ours because he's on the inside. In other words, the first time they tell him to do something and he says, I see that as an illegal order, they may threaten him with his wife or family.
Yeah, who knows what they'll do.
If they're going to do these low-life things about this driver responsibility, national ID card, well, look here. They murdered 86 people in Waco, Texas. It's about saving the children. Well, I didn't know saving the children was killing them.
Yeah, because
they're
located
in other
that.
Words, we've got Dick Simcannon, who is in jail right now because he went against the IRS. We got Larkin Rose in jail because he went against the IRS.
That's
the
right.
IRS is criminal in the first place. It's illegal. The 16th Amendment was never officially ratified.
Yeah, but the courts don't care about that.
I know. That's
you can,
what I'm
you can
saying.
Go, you can get in front of a judge and argue till you're blue in the face about the 16th Amendment and everything else, and the
exactly,
judge will just laugh at you. The judge will laugh as the bailiff clinks the handcuffs around your wrists.
Because they're scared of the IRS, too. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Probably right.
Either that or else they're licking their boots right along with them, you know? I mean,
they have an interest in protecting the government because it's their jobs.
They don't benefit
directly from the IRS, but if they were to come down with a ruling that was to devastate the IRS's so-called power that they have, then, the consequences would come around to them eventually, I think.
And again, back to this IRS thing. They can put a lien on your house without a judge's signature. You know, you can't do anything legal in this country without a judge's signature. Am I correct?
As I understand it.
Basically, what I'm saying?
They can probably,
basically.
And they get away with it because, like you said, Walt, everybody's scared of them.
Yeah,
and,
what we just need in this country is, like I suggested, we need a good canned hunt. Somebody to flush them all out.
Yeah, well, actually,
we
what we really need
is radio, TV
yes,
stations too.
We know, Walt. What we really need, though, is courage. We really need the American people to sack up and to get some courage.
Turn your TVs off. Turn on Free Talk Live. Turn on
go.
GCN. All the GCN
Thank
people that are
call,
on.
Thank you for the call, Walt. We appreciate hearing from you,
guys.
Man. As always, thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. We could give him a half hour.
Yeah, he can go on forever. He's like the extra host.
but yeah, we really do need to somehow convince Americans that it's not too late to save. First of all,
if a guy like Walt can figure it out, anybody can.
Well, first we have to convince them that liberty is a good idea because most Americans don't understand what that even means. They went to school, they heard about liberty and freedom. President Bush says liberty and freedom during his speeches.
So that's the brand of liberty and freedom they take as the literal definition, which is very far removed from the case.
I have no idea what it really means.
It means the color of the flag.
So, yeah.
We've got a two-part challenge here, gents. We have to alert people and wake them up to what liberty really is. Then we have to get them to have the courage to actually stand up for it. Because it's one thing to understand liberty, it's another thing to actually do something about it.
Well, it's really difficult because you go up to anybody, ask them, do you trust the politicians? Hell no.
No, they're liars.
All right, well, I think we need to drastically reduce the size of government. Whoa, hey, that's crazy talk. I don't understand it.
We need to get rid of the FBI and the CIA. What are you kidding?
We need them.
Well, actually, Walt was talking about the S hitting the fan a moment ago, and it kind of brought me back to this article that I found, which is really kind of spooky, about detention centers being possibly built here in America. We'll tell you about that coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have our newest feature on our website, the Free Talk Live Wiki. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I, Wiki. freetalklive.com. It is completely user editable. Everything that you see there has been created by the listeners. And you can go in, if you see something that's wrong or something you want to change, you can change it. You want to add something brand new to it, you can do that as well. It's neat because you are pretty much in total control of it at wiki.freetalklive.com.
It is neat. I was on Manwich's bio and saw you're an amateur boxer.
Yeah,
I was. Is that true? No mm-hmm. kidding.
There you go.
Very interesting. I think we should spar.
I'm all for it, but you know, I don't want to see you crying or anything.
Oh, I'm not easily.
Oh boy, it's on now.
You got long arms, but that doesn't make the entire fight, you know.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, you learn interesting things from the wiki, things you might have missed when you were listening to the show. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so still to come tonight, Secret Service agents alleging, anonymously, of course, that Dick Cheney was drunk as a skunk during his little hunting expedition. We'll talk about that. Plus, this from the black commentator, from Margaret Kimberly. This is some interesting stuff here, guys. I actually saw the news about this the other day, and it made it into the prep, but until I saw this particular take on it, I hadn't quite really considered doing this on the air. So the article starts out by talking about how, you know, our privacy is being invaded by the Bush administration, and of course nothing's really being done about that. Then she goes into how apparently Halliburton has gotten itself a sweet little contract. $385 million, as a matter of fact, to build temporary detention facilities in the case of, quote, an immigration emergency. This is from the original source. The contract may also provide migrant detention support to other U.S. government organizations in the event of an immigration emergency, as well as the development of a plan to react to a national emergency such as a natural disaster. In the event of a natural disaster, the contractor could be asked tasked with providing housing for Immigration and Customs Enforcement personnel performing law enforcement functions in support of relief efforts. Anyone paying a little bit of attention will ask, what immigration emergency? If there's an immigration emergency looming on the horizon, then it's a big secret. Of course, immigrants will be the first ensnared in the net that Big Brother Bush has in mind, but the net won't stop with them. What sort of national emergency requires detention centers? America has...
It's true. What kind of national emergency could possibly require detention centers?
Well, they could claim that Katrina did. I mean, they set up these areas for the Katrina victims to go to, the Houston Superdome or whatever.
And they locked them in.
America has plenty of prisons. More of our population's behind bars than any country on Earth.
It's true.
There are detention centers for immigration in existence already. As for helping in the case of a natural disaster, Hurricane Katrina proved that saving American lives is not on the Bush agenda. Well, they can't do anything that they try. I mean, they allegedly were trying to save people's lives. It's just they're the government and they fail at everything that they try to do. When the word detention comes up, hairs should rise on the back of everyone's necks. Thanks to the Patriot Act and the creation of enemy combatants, these detention centers can be used to lock up anybody for any reason, for any length of time that Uncle Sam would like. In the best-case scenario, this contract might just be the latest handout to the welfare queen of corporate America. I mean, they might have just come up with a contract for detention centers that they're never going to use. And the company's got $385 million in their pocket in the event that they need to build one of these temporary detention centers. They haven't actually had to build them yet. They're just on tap for if they do need to.
I are we getting the interest off of it or something? I mean, anything?
No, we paid them.
No.
The contract may just be the latest handout to the welfare queen of Halliburton. It's a sad day indeed when we must hope that good old-fashioned greed and nothing more is at work with this latest theft from the United States Treasury. Even if greed is the larger part of the equation, the threat of taking our rights and subjecting us to fear can't be far from the minds of Dick Cheney and his ilk. Bush has successfully used fear to stay in power and quiet the ineffectual opposition. When questions arose about the legality of warrantless wiretaps, suddenly Bush revealed a 3-year-old plot to crash a plane into the one of the Los Angeles skyscrapers. This announcement was even news
that was spoiled by some other country.
it was even news, apparently, to the mayor of Los Angeles, leading the cynical among us to ask if such a threat ever existed in the first place. What sort of national emergency will trigger the beginning of detentions? Probably not Mexicans heading for the border. If Democrats show uncharacteristic boldness and begin impeachment proceedings against Bush, we will begin to see Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib on U.S. soil. At least that's what this particular person thinks. The endless war on terror would no doubt be a pretext for detentions of immigrants or actual Americans. Just ask Jose Padilla, the American citizen accused of planning dirty bomb attacks. Actually, you can't ask Padilla anything. He hasn't seen the outside of a jail in years. An entirely new category of criminals, enemy combatants, was created to justify endless incarceration. If our government's planning to create more Padillas, Halliburton definitely needs a new contract. And she's right. I saw the report, the report that she's basing this off of. This company has this contract, and they're just sitting on it. What could possibly call for a detention center to be created? The last time we had this was what? World War II?
That's right.
When we detained the Japanese?
Martial law, that's the only
thing. That guy's got skinny eyes. Throw him in the brig.
What's it going to take? I mean, some sort of terrorist attack, and then they're going to say, okay, we need detention centers. Going to have to round up all the Muslims. Put them in there. Yeah, anybody could be a terrorist now. Don't look at me funny, son. We've got detention centers waiting for you.
I'm from Puerto Rico. I don't have anything to do with this.
Shut up. You're going to jail.
Well, when the Katrina situation was going on, there were articles that were coming out about the FEMA camps that they had set up for the victims of the hurricane that they trucked them into, and it was just amazing the security that was going on there and just the bureaucracy, just the loaded bureaucracy. I don't remember even all the details, but it was shocking what they were doing with people, and they were just sort of trying to trap them into these areas. Now, they weren't actually set up as detention centers. There was like a camp that they had sort of turned into an area for the victims. So it wasn't necessarily a detention center, but they were doing everything they could to just sort of keep people there and just sort of keep them cut off from the outside world. It was really just bizarre what was going on behind the scenes, and nobody was reporting on it. And nobody's really reporting on this sort of thing. It's just, they're getting prepared for something, man, and it's really kind of spooky. I'm not trying to be conspiratorial or anything here, but $385 million for detention centers. What's that all about?
You can never be too prepared.
Yeah, but what do they call? What could they
bunch
possibly?
Bunch of Boy Scouts in D.C.
Oh my God, these people scare the crap out of me.
I mean, you would think a detention center is going to hold a lot of people. Yeah, they don't actually specify what that means. I mean, what it means to build a detention center, but I would presume it's for more than 20 people. I mean, there's a lot of people coming across the border. I understand that, but it's not an epidemic. It's not like a million people rush across, in 5 minutes or anything like that to where we'd even be able to handle them and round them up and put them into a detention center. So if they are going to build a detention center, they're going to be selecting people, putting them on buses, and trucking them in there. So there's going to be some sort of process that people are going to go through. There's some sort of criteria, some qualification that you'll have to meet in order to be detained. What's that going to be? Is it going to be the color of your skin? Is it going to be if somebody called the cops on you, suggesting that you might be a suggested criminal or drug dealer or something like that?
Trying to travel without a real ID card?
I can't say I'm too excited about this. Dick Cheney possibly drunk while he was hunting. That's coming up. Sex slavery in the United Kingdom. Whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. We'll give you one of the side effects of prostitution, and it is sex slavery. We'll explain on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free, you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. I misspoke before the last break, and I said that sex slavery is a side effect of prostitution. Sorry, I meant to say it's a side effect of illegal prostitution. Because
it all sort of sounds the same, but, you know, it's good to be specific.
In most countries in the world, prostitution is against the law. You're not allowed to proposition someone for sexual acts in return for money. That's prostitution, and it'll get you arrested if you get caught up in a sting. In fact, if you've watched Cops, you've seen these things go on, and it's really sad because they're just people that are contracting for sex. I mean, sex and the free market. What's wrong with either one of those things? Nothing, in my opinion. And so I want to share with you one of the side effects that I don't think people think of when they consider outlawing prostitution or support outlawing prostitution or support continuing bans or increased crackdowns on prostitution. This from the Daily Record in the United Kingdom. 6,000 women, Richard Alias, 6,000 women are being used as sex slaves in Scotland, according to the police. Brutal gangsters imprison the terrified girls in brothels, rape them repeatedly to break their spirits, and force them to have sex with up to 60 men per day.
Wow.
Around 7,000 women in Scotland work as escorts or sell their bodies in massage parlors or saunas. Senior cops believe that 85% of them, approximately 6,000, are sex slaves trafficked into Britain from Eastern Europe and elsewhere. Police announced a UK-wide crackdown on sex slavery yesterday. They're going to save these girls.
Yeah.
Lothian and Borders Assistant Chief Constable Bill Skelly launched the Scottish end of the operation, and he said that he and his colleagues were determined to smash the barbaric trade. He added, "To the gangs, these girls are simply a commodity to be bought and sold. It's nothing short of modern-day slavery." And he's right. The Eastern European gangs who control the sex slaves find most of their victims in the Baltic states of Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. Young women are lured to Britain by promises of jobs as waitresses or cleaners. They're free to enter the United Kingdom because their homelands are members of the European Union. But after they arrive, the gangmasters take their passports and force them to become prostitutes. So, according to the cop, trafficked girls don't work on the street because there's a lack of control there for the gangs. Instead, they're kept as virtual prisoners inside a house or a sauna, where they're much easier to keep an eye on. They work very long hours and are hardly allowed out at all. Many of the girls are virgins when they arrive, and the crooks gang rape them, apparently to break them in. Rape is also used as a punishment for girls who disobey. Cop said, if just 1% of these girls are being abused, 60 women every day are being sexually raped in Scotland. And then they just go on into the details and how dirty this business is, and they're forced to see between 40 and 60 different clients, and it's dangerous, and the girls are threatened. I mean, they threaten the girls. They say, we know where you live back home, and if you don't comply with us, we're going to kill you or your family. So they managed to get the girls to come to the UK on the promise of riches and giving them a job from some impoverished country. They come over there. They find out that they've been had, and then they're told at that point, you either do what we say, or you're going to end up in a dumpster, or maybe your mom and dad will end up in a dumpster.
Mm.
And so they put up with it. And, of course, if they manage to escape the trade or they're just discarded after they're totally used up and old and broken, then they, you know, of course, are left with all kinds of gynecological problems, HIV, herpes, you name it. I mean, it's unprotected sex. It's dangerous stuff.
How would the free market protect women from being kidnapped and used as sex slaves?
Well, first of all, the sex slaves are being used to feed a demand for sex. There
right.
are people out there that
either
want,
way, that would be so in a free or, vice market.
Either way, there would be a demand for sex.
Right.
Yes. There's never going to, I mean, it's called the oldest profession. Prostitution
yes.
is called the oldest profession for a reason. It's been around forever. Men have always been out there looking for sexual services. I mean, and a lot of guys, they do it because they travel a lot. They don't have a steady girlfriend or something like that. They're looking for an outlet for their sexual
yeah.
needs.
Hey, mm-hmm. we're not all NBA players.
and so what they're doing is they're simply filling the demand, Manwich. Like with any prohibited service or product, the demand is filled by gangsters. It doesn't matter if it's drugs, it doesn't matter if it's alcohol or sex or gambling. In this case, it's sex. And in some cases, the sex services are filled by women that are looking to make money on their own and they become prostitutes. In this case, it's sex slavery. But if the business was legal, if prostitution was legal, if women could sell their services on the free market and compete, then the price would come down. Now,
sure.
the price for sex in Las Vegas is expensive, as I understand it, from what we've been told.
Well, that's because their legal sex is the supply is very low.
In Nevada, I guess. I guess it's not legal in Las Vegas. But yes, the supply is low. That's the only place you can go in America to actually have sex for money legally. But if it were to be legal in more places, then there would be the price would drop. People would be competing for business. Safety would be primary. I've seen video footage from, I think it's the Bunny Ranch out in Nevada,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
and how it works there. And they have a gynecologist on staff, essentially, who comes in on a weekly basis at least and checks every one of the girls.
Well, sure, and why wouldn't they? I mean, it's good business. You want to ensure that all your girls are healthy and
right.
Well, working condition.
You know, if you're running a factory, you want to make sure your machines are operating.
And you want to make sure your clients feel safe. You
sure.
want to make sure that, I mean, I don't want to walk into a brothel and, not that I would, but I wouldn't want to go in and be wondering if I was going to be walking out with a disease.
Right.
Maybe if I could walk in and have an agreement, a guarantee, 100% disease free. Now, they probably still take other precautions. I mean, they obviously, I doubt they have time to test the guys, so I'm sure there are, condoms and other preventative measures involved in the process there. But when you have something on the black market, the gangsters are going to be in charge of it. And that's why there's 6,000 women that are enslaved in Scotland.
Right. And if it was just legal, people would walk into these saunas or burlesque parlors or whatnot in Scotland and say, well, these girls are all gaunt looking and pale and tired.
Yeah.
I want a healthy girl.
Right. I want one that's going to smile.
Well, I still don't understand why prostitution would necessarily not cause somebody to kidnap women in order to fill their supply side.
I can't say that there wouldn't still be kidnapping and slavery. I mean, there's allegations today of child slavery, people kidnapping children and just putting them into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very rarely talked about or reported on, but there are still allegations out there about
yeah.
it. How would it cut down on it? It's simply cutting down on the demand for sex. The demand for sex would go into the legal status. People would be able to seek and find sex by opening the phone book instead of having to call up their black market contacts.
Hmm.
So it's the same thing. I mean, Manwich, how many people are brewing alcohol in their bathtubs today?
Not too many.
How many people are operating speakeasies today?
Well, I don't think... Not many.
No. Okay, so would it go away entirely? Who could say for sure whether or not it would go away entirely? But if you've got a bunch of people out there working in an industry, the gangsters aren't going to be able to compete. I mean, where are they going to get their clients from? The only way the gangsters might be able to compete is to offer some sort of really freaky, dangerous, sick, sexual service that for some reason wouldn't be offered on the open market. Because the marketplace would drop the prices to where the gangsters wouldn't be worth their while anymore, man. They're not enslaving these girls for the fun of enslaving them. They're doing it so they can take all the money. The girls don't get paid. They're just slaves. The gangsters are the ones making the money. But if women on the open market are actually pulling in the dollars, then the gangsters will get nothing. More coming back.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
"Since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days."
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
"You know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh."
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, there's a civil liberties panel that was formed a couple of years ago to protect your civil liberties, I guess.
God knows.
It was formed at...
I thought they were in danger.
It was formed back in 2004 at the federal level. And they haven't met yet. We'll give you the details on that. But right now, Dick Cheney being alleged to have been drunk. Now, last night we had a gentleman call in. I think it was Bill in Virginia. I'm not sure who it was. But somebody called in and refuted my claim because I'd made the claim the night before that everybody that I've ever seen, because I sold hunting and fishing licenses back when I worked in retail.
Right.
And so I kind of got a feel for the type of people that, you know, were going out there and hunting and fishing, and I just sort of got the feeling that they were the kind of guys that like to do a lot of drinking. That's just the impression that I got. Not that they came to the store drunk, although a few of them did. Not that it was blatantly obvious, but just, you know, good old boy types.
Yep.
Types that they like to have their beer.
Yep.
And so I just sort of figured that they like to drink and go hunting. It's sort of two things I figured you'd put together. Well, the guy that called last night said, no, that's not the case. Hunters are responsible. hunters, they drink after they're done hunting. And I thought, you know what? He's probably right. That makes sense. I mean, why on earth would somebody want to drink before you go out with weaponry?
Why on earth would someone drink before getting behind the wheel of a car?
Good point. Well, I took his word for it, okay? I took the guy's word for it. And this from Capitol Hill Blue. A written report from Secret Service agents guarding Vice President Dick Cheney when he shot Texas lawyer Harry Whittington on a hunting outing 2 weeks ago says Cheney was clearly inebriated at the time of the shooting. Secret Service agents observed several members of the hunting party, including the vice president, consuming alcohol before and during the hunting expedition. The report notes and Cheney exhibited visible signs of impairment, including slurred speech and erratic actions. According to those who have read the report and talked with others present at the outing, Cheney was drunk when he gunned down his friend in the day and a half delay, and the day and a half delay in allowing Texas law enforcement officials on the ranch where the shooting occurred gave all the members of the hunting party time to sober up. We talked with a number of administration officials who are privy to inside information on the vice president's shooting accident, and all admit Secret Service agents and others saw Cheney consume far more than the one beer that he claimed that he drank at lunch earlier that day. Says one White House aide, quote, "This was a South Texas hunt. Of course there was drinking. There's always drinking. Lots of it." So apparently if you live in Virginia, you don't get drunk before you hunt, but if you're in South Texas,
well, you gotta go big.
It's expected. Cheney apparently has a long history of alcohol abuse, by the way, including two convictions of driving under the influence when he was younger. Doctors tell me that someone like Cheney, who's taking blood thinners because of his history of heart attacks, could get legally drunk now after consuming just one drink. Now, legally drunk versus actually stumbling drunk is a different story. But
stumbling, shooting your pals, drunk.
Right. If Cheney was legally drunk at the time of the shooting, he could be guilty of a felony under Texas law, and the shooting, ruled an accident by a compliant Kennedy County sheriff, would be a prosecutable offense.
You know, something tells me he'd be pardoned.
Well, they can't actually charge... They can't charge the president with a crime, but can they charge the vice president?
Can I charge him? Can a state charge them too? Is another question. I don't know any of the answers to these questions. I mean, they're legal questions I can't answer.
If you know, go ahead and clue us in. 1-800-259-9231. I could imagine that. Yeah, they'd probably get pardoned. Although, do they have pardoning powers for state level?
I would imagine.
Wouldn't you think the federal government only have pardoning powers?
I would imagine.
The governor could pardon him.
Well, one thing they can do is they can put pressure on the state.
Absolutely.
In a variety of different ways and get them to drop the charges or whatever. Well, anyway, we'll never know for sure whether or not he'll be found guilty of a felony because the owners of the Armstrong Ranch where the shooting occurred barred the sheriff's department from the property on the day of the shooting. And Kennedy County Sheriff Ramon Salinas III agreed to wait until the next day to send deputies in to talk to those involved. Can you imagine? Can you imagine somebody calling up and saying, oh, yeah, there's been a shooting here, and then the cops arriving on the scene to the property, and the property owner saying, shoo, shoo, no, we don't want you here. Goodbye, officer. Come back tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Who else would get that kind of treatment? A shooting just occurred. Who else?
Nobody.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Gil in Texas. Gil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, look, let me ask you a real dumb question.
Yeah.
I don't hear this mentioned when folks talk about it. Where on God Earth was the Secret Service? If anybody knows what happened, they know.
Yeah. Well, it claims they were here. This is Capitol Hill Blue. He gets the guy that reports at Capitol Hill Blue. He always has kind of silent sources, people that don't want to come out with their names. So he has anonymous Secret Service agents here saying they were there and they saw that he was drunk.
I've heard rumors that our leader has had. Well, he admitted he had a drinking problem.
Yeah, well, George Bush?
Oh, yes.
He had far more than a drinking problem.
Yeah, he hasn't admitted his other problems, but we know he's pretty much out of it.
That one about the stuff in his nose.
Yeah, the white stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The leader of this country?
Can you believe it?
I've got a problem with all this. Maybe this is to kind of distract us from this deal he's trying to cut with all the ports.
Yeah, could very well be. Who knows?
Could I hold over? I see you going to a break.
You know what? We've got other calls hanging, but thank you for the call.
Sure,
call us again some other night, man. 800-259-9231. Richard wants to talk about Cheney and hunting, and whatever's on your mind goes if you take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Do you think Cheney was drunk? The Secret Service thinks so. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com. Or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, 1-800-259-9231 is the number you need. You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. The archives, the wiki updates, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, it's all on the house. If you want to help support the show, there's a couple different ways you can do it. And one of those ways is by buying stuff via our partnership at Amazon.com. We've linked up with Amazon. We've made it easy for you to shop at their site and get credit for Free Talk Live. Everything you purchase, if you enter Amazon's website through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com, everything you purchase, we get a percentage from. It doesn't raise your prices or anything like that. It's the same low Amazon.com prices. It's just that we get a cut for sending you there. So you go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and within 24 hours, and hopefully you'll not sit there and wait 4 days before you buy something, but if you buy within 24 hours, we get the cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com is a big help to us, and you get to buy stuff. I mean, from categories, everything from toys to infant stuff to furniture to electronics to kitchenware. I mean, they've got it all. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to, I believe it is Richard. Richard in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
I love how you libertarians like to talk about me without knowing the facts.
Oh, this is Richard...
Dick Cheney?
This is
Dick.
This is indeed Dick Cheney your vice president.
You're not gonna shoot us, are you, Dick?
Absolutely not. That was an entire accident.
You weren't drunk, were you, Dick?
I, in fact, was drunk. Me and the boys have been sipping down chocolate martinis all day.
Decided to play a game of cowboys and Al-Qaeda.
I had a couple lemon drops and things got out of hand.
Are you drunk now, Dick?
What's that?
Are you drunk now?
I'm a little drunk. I've had some scotch.
I mean, you're the president of the United. You're the vice president of the United States. It's 9 o'clock Eastern time on almost 9 o'clock Eastern time on a Wednesday night. What else could you be doing? I mean, what else? You got to be drinking them down, right?
You don't want to know what I'm doing, but I'm on a website.
Oh no, alcohol and porn. Oh.
I didn't say anything about porn.
Well,
it does involve 16 Asian youths.
I don't even want to know what that means.
You want to talk about hunting or no?
Yeah, tell me about it, man. What was it like when you shot your friend in the face? How'd you feel about that? You think it's funny, huh?
Well, let's just say it's not the first time I unloaded on someone's face.
Oh, no! Did you laugh at him when you saw him? Not talking about a money shot in the guy's face. Come on!
Did you laugh at him when you shot him? Did you find it funny then?
Listen, I'm like everybody else in America. When somebody gets hit by buckshot, well...
Yes?
This is Free Talk Live.
It is. And?
Your chance for liberty.
He lost it. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He was trying to think up a good response. Dick Cheney. There you go.
Well, apparently Dick's not very fast on his feet.
Well, you had a few things to drink. You're looking at 16 Asian kids online, and or whatever that means. Hour number three's coming up. Hey, Dick Cheney, I think, was involved in forming, or somebody in the Bush administration, was involved in forming the Civil Liberties Task Force. There's a Civil Liberties panel that was formed, a Blue Ribbon panel. That was gonna, you know, keep their eyes on the government and, you know, protect our civil liberties to ensure that we retain them. Well, they've yet to meet. We'll give you the details. It's been 2 years now. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Ted.